Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Trump administration will now provide direct aid to persecuted Christians in the Middle East. This is a welcome change. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is a great change. Vice President Mike Pence announced the policy at an event in Washington, D.C., known as In Defense of Christians, its annual summit in Washington, D.C., promising that the Trump administration will provide direct aid to persecuted Christians in the Middle East. Now, the Obama administration had previously given over $1 billion, with a B, in aid to the Middle East, but through, you guessed it, the United Nations. And as you might expect, very little of that money made it to help Christians and other vulnerable religious minorities in the Middle East region, Matt. So this is a great welcome, a new change of policy.
Yeah, effectively taking money that was given to the United Nations, refunneling that money to actually support persecuted Christians around the world when the United Nations hasn't lifted a finger to help.
Yeah, so the Trump administration will actually bypass the United Nations and give funds directly to the United States Agency for International Development. So rather than dumping all this money into this useless organization, the United Nations, that was not helping persecuted Christians or religious minorities anyway, that same money will be diverted, no longer going through the United Nations, and instead going to the United States Agency for International Development, and from there to different organizations on the ground to actually provide real help to persecuted Christians and the genocide that we see happening in the Middle East.
You know, and I don't think we really understand how much this is happening to Christians over there. Many of us have probably seen the picture of the guys in the orange suits kneeling on the beach and ISIS, you know, killing them, beheading them because of their faith. But I know, Matt, you also saw, we went into a trailer that was at a particular event that we hosted, and it had photographs of just horrendous things that are happening to these Christians over there. I mean, for example, I remember the man holding his daughter. She was probably, what, 4 or 5 years old in a little dress, and she had no head. Or the people that were in a cage, and they were slowly being lowered into the water to drown to death. I mean, things like this are happening every day over there.
Yeah, it's hard to even remember some of those pictures because they're so awful. The father holding up his little daughter, and you know that his daughter was beheaded in front of him.
Right.
He saw that, and he's emotionally distraught, holding up his little child in a frilly dress with no head. You see these others where they're lowered in a cage, just slowly into the water until they're putting their nose and mouth to the very top, and then before you know it, they are completely underwater,
drowning,
all struggling,
drowning,
and then when they're all dead, they're lifted back up. And ISIS takes these videos, and they actually hire film crews to film this and put this out to recruit more people. I mean, this is just despicable. It's because of
their faith in Jesus Christ.
And it's because of their Christian faith.
And many of them are denied food and water every day.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we started Liberty Relief International, to help those Christians over there, partnering with other organizations that are on the ground right there, actually giving them food and water and basic needs.
Yeah, so this we have so much issues that we have here in the United States, but and we have people who are you know, persecuted in a different way, soft persecution, if you will. We even had people who have gone to jail, like Kim Davis, for her Christian faith. And you may obviously see more of that kind of thing, but what's happening in the Middle East is at a whole different level. And around the world, where you have this terrorism that's targeting Christians, it's also targeting Yazidis, religious minorities, and for intense persecution against these individuals. And during the Obama administration, we had a deafening silence from this administration condemning this, and then nothing was happening. The UN is controlled by Muslim countries, and some of the refugees that were coming out of Syria and other places, why were they primarily Muslim and no Christians? Well, because, number one, the Christians couldn't go to the UN camps because they couldn't be protected there. They would ultimately be killed there. The UN wasn't protecting them. And so they're not there for selection as a refugee. That's number one. Number two, the people who are making the decision are radical Muslims that have ultimately taken over parts of the United Nations. And so the Christians were being left in the cold. And Obama kept sending billions of dollars to the worthless United Nations that did nothing to help our persecuted brothers and sisters during his time in office. So now President Trump has said, we're going to no longer work through that organization. It's not effective. We're going to have it go through our own agency, and we're going to make the decisions itself. You know, too much of the refugee issue and some of the help in these places like the Middle East, we have dedicated to the United Nations, and we've funded it, and it's a worthless, bankrupt organization. So it's a breath of fresh air that President Donald Trump has taken a completely different road here to provide real help. And this message was delivered by Vice President Mike Pence.
Amen.
Yeah, Matt, you mentioned that the United Nations is worthless. They're worse than worthless. Really, a lot of what they do is, frankly, sinister. I mean, you look at the United States, the Human Rights Commission, and a number of the nations that are Islamic terrorist nations are on the Human Rights Commission. I mean, these are some of the worst offenders as nations. And under the Obama administration, it's kind of like taking all the money you make at work and giving it to some hostile third party and saying, I want you to spend my money for me. And they're spending it on things that are going to hurt you. That's what the
terrorism,
United Nations
yeah.
was effectively doing here. And Donald Trump, to his credit, this administration is shutting that down.
Yeah, so it's good news. Liberty Council, we launched the Liberty Relief International Project, which is a ministry that helps support both humanitarian and spiritual, the needs of those who are persecuted in the Middle East and around the world, but particularly in the hot spots within the Middle East. We began with the persecution that happened in northern Iraq against Christians and Yazidis, terrible things that were happening there, and they still continue to happen. And even though you might think, well, ISIS and some of those terrorist groups are on the run, well, good news is that the Obama administration with the military has taken a very serious attempt to stop the spread of terrorism there. But on the other hand, whenever these strongholds get disrupted, some of the things that these terrorists do is they try to wipe out all the remaining Christians and others that are there. It's like Hitler. When he was coming to his end, he tried to wipe out all of his adversaries when he realized that his time was numbered. That's what's happening there as well. And moreover, it's kind of like these disasters that happen. You see about it in the news, and then you go on to something else, but the people are still living, struggling, trying to recoup. And these people have had their businesses, their lives, their families all completely disrupted. They've gone through complete horror. They are in need of food and water and clothing and shelter and training and education and especially spiritual help as well. So we not only through Liberty Relief International partner with organizations that can help the humanitarian, but also have the dual purpose of helping people spiritually. We want to do more than just feed and clothe someone. We also want to minister to their spiritual needs and their eternal destiny.
You know, and you, Matt, you think about it, for the price that we spend on a cup of coffee, you know, one of those people could have a Bible.
Yeah, yeah. They could have a Bible in their own language.
Right.
You know, the good news is that God is at work in these areas. The church is alive and well. And there is a lot of people, especially because they see the bankrupt system that ultimately gave rise to this ideology, they're open for the gospel. So we can minister to their needs, their physical needs, but also to their spiritual needs and affect their eternal destiny. The ministry is called Liberty Relief International. It is a project of Liberty Council. You can find more about it at libertyreliefinternational.org. That's libertyreliefinternational.org. And of course, our main website, lc.org, has all of our other partner projects, Liberty Councils, Ministries, Christians in Defense of Israel, Covenant Journey, Liberty Relief International, Liberty Prayer Network, and much more. Stand with us in prayer and in your financial support. Visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel. Visit lc.org.